Hey guys, welcome to Heart to Talk the podcast. I am the host and creator, Teresa Caesar. My intention for this podcast is to deliver to you wisdom, inspiration, and consciousness through solo episodes and conversations amongst insightful people. It is my greatest honor to bring to you talks that come from the heart. Welcome back, wonderful listeners, to another captivating episode of this podcast. Today, we have the privilege of welcoming back the remarkable Janice Noihulani, a true beacon of wisdom and insight in matters of love, prosperity, and truly the answers that you seek. In this episode, Janice will illuminate the path to understanding and embracing the magic of miracles, revealing how you can harness this transformative energy in your own journey. So without further delay, let's give a warm welcome back to Janice Noihulani as she guides us through the essence of miracles. Janice, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I love being here. This is the best.
We love having you back. You are a fan favorite. Listeners that have been on the journey, you know that Janice is my personal go-to for the answers that I seek on all levels. But before we dive into this powerful topic, how are you?
You know what? I am doing great. I am here riding the waves like everyone else. But the one thing that I want to say is that this year, I don't know if you remember, Teresa, but a couple months ago, I was like, this is the year that I'm going to have my partner. And girl, it is happening.
Ooh, you're for one claiming thing. It.
You know what? I claimed it. And it is happening. It's been a long journey, but it's definitely happening. And I'm in this space where I'm just ready to release the heaviness and really bring in what life is truly about, right? The stuff that makes it worth living. And bringing all of my attention to creating that in my own life and helping people ignite that within themselves. And I'm literally on fire. Actually, I always come into this podcast with such like energy, and I'm trying to tone it down because I want people to feel the magnitude of that. The fact that we can each create what it is that we desire in life and to start anchoring it within us. So all of that heaviness that we've been experiencing for so many years can just begin to release out of us. So how do you do that, right? And it really is bringing your attention to your frequency and miracles.
What are the miracles that we're talking about?
Yeah, so I pulled out a book here because I like the way she talks about miracles, and it's Melody Beattie's. This is the Make Miracles in 40 Days book. And it's really good. There's some things that I totally agree with, some things I don't agree with. But honestly, people who do this book, it starts shifting their vibration towards miracles. The reason why I'm pulling it out is because I like what she says about miracles. What's a miracle? A miracle is when something happens that we couldn't control, create, conceive, or do on our own, whether by using willpower, strength, spirituality, skills, money, or any and all resources available to us. Miracles aren't supernatural. They're how life naturally responds when we practice universal laws, the unwritten rules governing nature, the human psyche, people, spirituality, and the world. No limits exist as to how many or what size miracles we can create. We can make miracles from almost any situation, overwhelming, large, medium, or small. No age limitations exist. Anyone can begin making miracles right now. The only qualification for it to be a miracle is that the problem or situation we want changed is beyond our ability to control or fix on our own.
I love it. Can we go into like what it means to be on the frequency?
Yeah. So when I say frequency, I'm literally just talking about your own personal energy or vibration, and everything has energy. Everything is energy. And so typically when I'm working with someone, I help them connect to their energy body and connect to the oneness of all things, how our energy can connect to the all and the nothing. Mm. That's where the universal laws come in, that if one thing exists, the exact opposite exists within us mm-hmm. always. Both things always exist. So for instance, if we're going for prosperity because so many people are, or love, basically, that love exists within space and time, right? It's been behind us and it is in front of us. So when we connect to it with energy, with our energy in our now, we can anchor that energy within us right now and then begin to realize it, actualize it in our world right now by doing that. And one of the things that I love the most doing with some of my students and my clients is actually bringing them to the void, the place of all and nothing, experiencing themselves as that chaos, which is creation. Creation is chaotic, right? But it is also incredibly calm simultaneously. And so that's why when she talks about the fact that we cannot control a miracle, right? So most people go get it wrong because they're like, it has to be this way. And I think we've talked about this in previous podcasts. But if you can let go and let whatever you call God in, the divine in, you know, to help you with this even better as possible than you could possibly imagine. And there are many universal laws, right? But you do have to be in action towards what you want, but anticipate even better happening, right?
One of my most favorite affirmations is, I am a magnet for miracles. Mm. I believe in instant shifts and miracles. And this is why I feel so passionate about it. I reflect on those moments where sometimes you can't even put into words the miracle that's personal. And I love at the end of every day looking at like my miracle moments. And just like you said, I couldn't control them. They happened in flow. But noticing that there is a momentum and I feel almost more magnetic. And that goes back to when we talk about frequency. Where were you along the journey in your personal life when you felt called to start shouting from the beautiful mountaintops about the frequency of miracles?
Throughout my life, there have been many miracles that have literally saved my life. Just incredible situations that I've seen. And that started to happen in my early 20s where I was conscious of it. And then I was like, there's something here. Like, what is this? And it's taken me a really long time to anchor in to this energy of vibrations. And I'll tell you, it was because of a tough year last year that I was like, no more. I'm ready. And this is my life going forward. And what is so profound about what you just said, and this is literally the secret to it. Like, there's a lot of things we can do energetically to keep aligning to that frequency of miracles. But let's just say you're not into energy, because I want to talk to everyone here. Say you're not into energy. Teresa is an incredible guide around this. She just said it. Every day she sees the little miracles. Every single day, which means that, like she said, it sort of steamrolls on top, builds. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, your body starts recognizing miracles. The thing is they're happening around us all the time. And we just don't recognize it, you know? And so when you begin to recognize it, your chemistry and your body and your energy and your mind begin to be co-creators.
And let's define for our listeners, like, what are the mini miracles?
Sometimes when, you know, you see a car accident right in front of you and you realize, dang, if I was a minute earlier, just a 30 seconds earlier, I could have been in that car accident. This happens so frequently. I witness miracles every day, medical miracles, you know, miracles in finances with my clients all over the world. I witness incredible things, and I still have, we're still going to be humans. Yeah. Having a human experience, you know? And so I have been really working on my patterns in love. Like I said, about in January, I told the world, I'm like, this is my year. And of course, all of my stuff is coming up. And it is a miracle how I'm showing up differently in relationships. Now, some people be like, well, you're just working on it. So of course, but you know what? I've been working on this for like 50 something years. It is an absolute blessing and a miracle that it's all coming together. So what am I trying to say? I'm not only cultivating my own miracle.
Yeah.
On a daily by using the tools, but I'm also witnessing the tools in action. I'm also showing up in love differently. I'm also making myself incredibly vulnerable. I'm cultivating the life and the love and the relationships I want to have. And honestly, the way it's playing out feels like an absolute blessing and a miracle to me. And I get to say that. And it feels freaking great. Right?
I feel your miracle. I love it. Thanks for sharing with us your truth and your personal miracle. How can we now step into the frequency, cultivating that, like starting now?
So first of all, just like I did, I want you to start claiming those miracles, seeing every little moment as a miracle. We talked about that just a minute ago. That's like the first thing, that, and specifically for the people who are not into the wooey energy. So that's the first place to start, is just to start recognizing it and building a muscle around it, you know, like considering that everything is a miracle, you know, everything. You'll see it all the time and making note of it. The most important thing is bringing awareness to it. Then as we go kind of a little bit down the path of the more wooey stuff, and still I want to make it grounded, is that there is a frequency for everything. And we each have a unique frequency for like abundance, prosperity, miracles, and they feel incredibly good. Okay, let me just make it even simpler. When you sit in the sunlight or the moonlight, you know that frequency, you know that rays, you feel the heat. Within that, imagine that coating coming in you with the sun, because the sun is the center of our universe, right? And it is powerful. So as you receive that moonlight or that sunlight, also just imagine what the frequency of miracles are within that. Let it penetrate you.
I love that. I'm always in awe of the moonlight and the sunlight, but now I'm going to go out there and be extremely intentional and then use my affirmations.
Yeah. Remember that we are creators, you know, no matter what is happening. Your energetics hit every aspect of your life. So here's the thing. If you're sick, but you don't believe you're going to get better, you're not, right? So we got to clear the blocks away from that. If you think all men suck, well, you're right. We got to clear the energetic blocks and the mindset stuff and the emotional aspects and realign to the love that is actually you and the love that you're meant for and the money you're meant for and the health you're meant for. And that's what I do. So if you want to align your energy with your most powerful self, then I'm the person to call, right?
Oh, perfect. Well said. Okay. So we can go to your website, right?
Actually, there is it's a hidden site.
Ooh,
for you.
Special site, listeners.
So go to janicenoehulani.com/hearttotalk to get 50% off today. It's and you'll see your discount. I'm giving a mega discount to y'all. It's like 50% off. So that's just for a one-off session to just get your energies aligned. But look, everyone who comes to me gets an answer to the most pressing question and a remedy. Right? It's like a soulful remedy. You will feel a shift during that session. And that's
so
what
powerful.
I do.
I love it. I love it. All this will be dropped. The link will be dropped in the show notes. Thank you so much. And Janice, what is your favorite affirmation or mantra to claim miracles?
Well, I work on a lot of different aspects of myself. So a lot of times, what I do is I literally put my hand on my heart and on my belly, and I just affirm, I am. I am. I am. And also during this time, we really truly need to feel safe. In order to create big, we need to feel safe. And so lately I've been needing to say, and I'm safe. That might sound silly to some of you, but I tell you, if your system doesn't feel safe, you're not going to create.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Please download, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, be sure to visit my website at teresacaesar.com to check out my inspirational merch, connect to my social accounts, and much more. May you continue to be filled with wisdom, inspiration, and consciousness. Otherwise, friends, I will be back in 2 weeks for another episode of Heart to Talk.